A word for you from 1 Chronicles chapter 19 verse 3 and 4. But the princes of the Ammonites said to Hanun, "Do you think that David has sent comforters to you because he honors your father? Have his servants not come to search, to overthrow, and to spy out the land?" Therefore Hanun took David's servants, shaved them, cut off their garments in the middle near their buttocks, and sent them away. Nahash, king of the Ammonites, had died, and David sent his condolences to his son, saying, "What your father did to me, I will repay." So David's messengers set out, and on arrival, the new king, his advisers, put serious doubts in Hanun's mind, the king. They asked the question, as we've read, "Do you really think he's comforting you because he honors your dad, or are they spies?" They set a seed of doubt in this young man's mind. The new king was swayed, and he believed the lie, and he sent David's people away shamefully, their beards shaved off and stripped half naked. Well, you can imagine what a shock when David heard the news. Could it be possible that his best intention of peace and comforting and condolences could be overturned and thrown back at him? His mind must have reeled in disbelief. Now, listener, doesn't this echo an incident you might have had? Your most noble intention was misunderstood. Your good for someone was taken up in completely the wrong way. You can't believe the muddle up it has caused. And then, do you get all muddled up, confused, even indignant, vowing you won't ever do that again? "I can't risk my good name and my reputation. Rather, don't do it." You see, even in times like these, God shakes us through his sieve of testing.